done. It was hard work all by yourself and your friend, and, you know, somebody watching. You say, well, I finished it, but you, I finished it now, but you, Buck has helped me.
You really have helped me, or?
All right. Suppose you didn't. You just watched.
Should have helped me.
All right. And, if you have a lot of yard work to do, you say if it stops raining, I what with all this work by Wednesday. Do you ever say I might could do all this work?
I should do it. I say I hope to do it is what I would say. I don't.
But people don't say I might could do it by.
Yes, they do.
That sounds familiar.
They could do it.
They could do it, or they might could.
Either one.
That's why I'm not clear on the difference.
Uh-huh.
If
well, to say they could do it would mean manually they could do it. Other way, they should.
I could mean.
I could.
More conditional.
Might be able to.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of bird that sees in the dark makes strange noises at night.
An owl.
All right. There are different kinds of owls.
Screech owl. There's a screech owl.
Noise at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the other is it's larger.
They call it a hoop owl.
The deeper.
Yes.
Owl. And the kind of bird that pecks holes in trees.
A woodpecker.
Is that in a reverse?
Yes, peck of wood. They a lot of do. People do say peck of wood.
And are people ever called pecker woods? And if so, what do they mean?
I don't know.
In the Birmingham paper, I think it was Sunday, there was a column about a man who had retired when he was 50. And I'm glad they're living an ideal life. But he told his interviewer, he said, I'm a nobody. I'm just a peckerwood. but I'm a happy man.
Yeah.
That's the point. Now, what exactly did he mean by a peckerwood? I'm a nobody. I'm a peckerwood.
Well, I don't know.
I wonder if people use the term as... Well, I really have no idea. Is someone rather stupid or someone who's lazy?
Well, a woodpecker, they don't do much good. They don't do any, they make any progress with what they're doing.
I see.
Very little, rather.
I see. That must be it.
And they usually pecking on dead wood. They don't peck on live wood.
The general feeling is this kind of useless.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating term.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
Yes, that would be.
What do you call that?
Trying to think.
How do you call it? Polecat?
Polecat. Yeah, polecat's what it is.
And, all kinds of little animals that are nuisances, rats and weasels.
Squirrels and the like.
And they're nuisances. What would you call that?
Pests.
Pests. Do people ever say vomit?
Vomit. Yes, but I think a vomit, somehow that, to me, it means more of a one that would do you harm. I don't think a squirrel or of course a rat could.
I see. And so if a person is called a varmint, then that's not a good term.
No.
Right.
It wouldn't be for me.
Mm-hmm. He may actually be dangerous.
Yes.